This morning is actually where we actually reconvene momentarily as a budget committee. It's part of the formal process that we go through in the budget. There's obviously a lot of opportunities for citizens to testify on the proposed budget, and we have more of those coming up. But this morning's item number 466 is simply the transmission of my proposed budget to the council. And that's what the clerk will read now, 466.
Mayor's message to budget committee.
So I'm convening the budget committee for the purpose of receiving the budget message. Committee members received copies of the budget document yesterday. This budget is the product of many months of work by city council members, by bureaus, by our citizen advisors, by our great budget office, and is now at the process, in the formal part of the process, of consideration by the city council. This budget reflects, I believe, Portland's priorities, and this council has been very clear about those priorities over the last few years. Basic services like streets, investing in affordable housing, making good on our commitment to public safety, and to changing the relationship between the police bureau and the community through how we deal with people suffering from mental illness, and investing in our kids. This budget reflects about $30.4 million of new funding for basic services, including over $19 million allocated to transportation projects, $6 million for affordable housing and homeless services. And remember that that $6 million proposed is on top of more than $90 million already in the city budget for housing from all sources, for a total of nearly $100 million invested into housing. It's proposed to allocate about $9.6 million for public safety and emergency preparedness. That includes funds to renovate the Portland building, to retain 26 firefighter positions that were potentially going to be cut because of the downturn that we had two budgets ago. Over the last 2 years, as I mentioned, I really tried to prioritize improving the relationship between the police bureau and the community, so investing in analysts to support the Department of Justice settlement with the city, investing in domestic violence intervention and gang enforcement further prioritize those efforts. I'm proposing that we invest about $4 million in our youth to expand the availability of parks programs and to make it free and available for more of our teenagers to engage in recreation instead of in pursuits we'd rather not them engage. To maintain funding for TriMet bus passes for young people in the city, summer internships, and a partnership with Concordia University to provide continuous support for children attending Fabian School in Northeast Portland. I want to thank my colleagues on the council and everyone in the community for helping to shape this proposed budget. I want to see if there are any questions or comments from us as budget committee members before we return to being the city council. Questions or comments from council members, budget committee members? Okay, then this meeting of the budget committee is continued to Tuesday, May 19th at 9:30 a.m. here in the city council chambers, and we will now reconvene as the city council. So thank you, everyone. That's a formality that we are required to go through, and we made short work of it. Now we